Blog Talk Radio.
Kane is in the building, nigga.
Turn it up, turn it up, turn the volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, till your speakers scream. Leave a Mary Kay about to satisfy your dreams. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. You know who I'm rocking with is Eva Mary Kay. See, I turn on her station, man, I listen every day. She's different, not the same, that's why people know her name. And when she pumps that volume, everybody goes insane. Calling any station, if y'all hear me. There's no competition in any city. He got a girl that's cool with the guys. Eva Mary Kay, she's smooth like a ride. She's guaranteed to play high records every time. So turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, till your speakers scream. Leave a Mary Kay about to satisfy your dreams. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up.
What up, what up, what up, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. This is how we doing it. We getting it in, and we doing it big each and every Saturday. I got banging music. I got real talk. I got real people. Ain't nobody rocking like we rocking. And just to add an addition to the show, to add just some flavor to the show, I done upgraded y'all. I got my co-host in the building. End up if, when you see the boss saluting. What's going on, Tay? How you, baby?
What's going on, babe? How you feeling?
I am feeling very well today. We about to get it in today. I'm so happy to round of applause to you. Yo, Tay, first I gotta say welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. I'm glad I'm bringing some quote-unquote flavor. I didn't know I was doing all that.
You're bringing some flavor, that butter pecan then to the flavor.
Why you got to talk about light-skinned people? Why you got to do all that?
You know I got love for the light-skinned people. You know I got love for the banana flavor of the African sundae. Yo, we definitely getting it in today. For those who just tuned in, shout out to the 252, shout out to the 216, shout out to the 862, shout out to the 310. We lighting up the lines because we going in today. We going to talk about the topic today, trials and tribulations. But as a, you know, an add to just an add up and a plus to that, we got some banging music from Arseny. We got banging music from B Bonds, Dre Vicious, Five Alive, Genius, Lega, Miss Nira, Nick Barnes, S. Colley. We definitely got banging his hot banger from Tay Black. That's coming. Tweak Beats. And Y.B. Yo, we got them all in the building. Yo, I'm rocking with the best of them, saying they mad at me.
You know it. But, I mean, you know, you're doing something good. If not, you know, they wouldn't be around like that.
They definitely wouldn't be around like that, man. It's been a crazy week all week, taking care of business, handling what I got to handle on each and every side of the world. And we also want to talk about, besides trials and tribulations, we're going to have to help you ladies out, man. For real, because me and Tay was bugging about the situation, but we got to help you ladies out, and I definitely got a hot track that's going to help the ladies out as well. Y'all can check in with me and Tay live on a live chat. Go to www.blogtalk.com and /DivaSpotENT. We on a live chat, so we see y'all checking in. You want to give your shout out to whatever the case may be. If you want to give your comment on the show tonight and you now logged in, you have to press the number 1. so we can see y'all on the switchboard that y'all want to talk and give a couple shout-out. And I see somebody on the line right now. I think this Mitch is in the building. 216-551, what's going on?
What it do, it's your boy Y Dot. Shout out to Tay and Mary Kay.
Yeah, what's good, man?
Yeah, what's going on, Y Dot? That's what I'm talking about, Y Dot in the building.
Yeah,
we about to tear it up. Yeah, go ahead, Tay. You go ahead and take the show for a little while.
I was just going to say what's good, you know, shout out to everybody. What's going on, fam? How you feeling so far, man?
You already know, man. Blessed and encouraged, you know what I'm saying? New day, new dollar. New day, new mercy.
That's what's good. How did your week go, man? Me and Diva Mary Kay been chopping it up all week, man. How about you? How things going this week for you?
Actually, everything was great. I like to, you know what I'm saying, shout out to Mary Kay for the Monday show on the Inspiration. I actually meant to check in Monday through Friday with it. But, you know, sometimes time and time just doesn't allow. But, yo, positive week, very positive week, you know, things moving, you know, encouraging words, you know. It is what it is.
That's good to hear that. I know everybody out there is glad to hear that. Hope everybody else's week has been good. How you looking on the music front, man? Any new tracks you laid down this week, anything like that?
Music, you know, that's always primary. So I'm definitely working on Unfaded Volume 2. But I actually, you know what I'm saying, doing it a little different. So I'm taking my time with this one. New tracks, yeah. Man, I got tracks for the bucks. I'm probably sitting on 200 tracks.
Yo,
literally.
That's
literally.
That's a stockpile. You got like a surplus over there. That's what's good.
Yo, they said you got to have a category. They say you got to have a catalog, man. So you know what I'm saying? I ain't built a catalog, man. I just built the whole damn store. Feel me?
And you house that supplies the store. That's what you did. You got you from everybody. You know what I mean? You got this shit.
Well, we definitely want to talk about, I just wanted to jump in real quick. My bad, co-host. I don't need to step on your toes, baby. My bad.
You know, you good.
We're talking about this topic on the day, trials and tribulations. Trials and tribulations, y'all. Like, I definitely want to get Y-Dot opinion on this whole trial and tribulations. Then we're going to go into some music by Arsene. What's some of the trials and tribulations that you didn't face, and you know, or one of them that you didn't face, and how did you overcome that?
I think the biggest trial I probably, in general?
Period.
I would say the biggest trial I had was my faith. You know what I'm saying? The lack of, should I say, you know what I'm saying, of faith in how I was living my life. I think that would have to be my biggest trial from me losing my mom's. Like, actually, it was crazy 2 years ago. I think I took it to a new level. By losing my brother, my mom's, and my grandma back-to-back, well, twice in the same month, and then twice in the same month in November, and then losing my brother in December. That was probably, like, I think, mentally and spiritually and physically the biggest challenge I ever had as far as a trial in my life, like, to understand why these things happen. Like, I totally just slipped. Like, I slipped for at least a year. Until I just realized, you know what I'm saying, that faith, you know what I'm saying, having faith and believing in the unseen and knowing that everything that happens for a reason. To this day, I still don't know my reason, but I would think that would be the biggest trial in my life. At 28, I mean, and of course, I think it's going to get a little worse because, you know, I'm so young, but I would think that was the biggest trial that I ever had in my life to overcome those, like, that's my immediate family. To overcome that.
And you're definitely right about that. It is definitely hard to get over losing a loved one, going through the grieving process. It's 5 steps of grieving. First you in denial, then you angry, then you bargaining, then you depressed, and then you get some acceptance. But wherever you stop at on that ladder, everybody is different. And that's definitely a trial of tribulations, and I thank you, you know, for sharing that with us on today. I want to open up the lines to the 310-663. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, with co-host Tay Black. You on Frontline Fridays. What's going on?
What up, baby? It's Twink.
Twink, what's going on, baby? How you doing?
I'm not
good, man. I had to call in and show love. Yeah, what's up? I like the applause.
Yes, you got to get applause when people call in and showing love and doing their thing. And, you know, we talking about trials and tribulations. I got my co-host Tay Black on with me. We done upgraded the show.
What's up? What's going on? Appreciate
what's going on with
you,
brother, man?
Hey, feeling good, man, feeling good. Want to hear your take on things, man. What's a moment in your life where, you know, you were faced with a trial or tribulation, and how did you overcome that?
Well, I should say, man, one of my trials and tribulations is really, hello?
Okay, yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, it's really none in particular, man. I just, you know what I'm saying, it's a series of them, you know what I mean? And my whole thing is just that I've learned that, you know what I mean, time does heal things, and once you go through things, and once you go through things enough, you start to learn how to bounce back from them. You know what I mean? So that's just basically it, man. I just been through a lot of stuff in my life, and to this day, now when I go through stuff nowadays, I know how to bounce back from it, and I know how to deal with it, as opposed to me being younger. You know what I mean? And going through the stuff and not understanding. So I understand where old boy was coming from. You know what I mean? But you just gotta live and learn and keep growing. And once you get older, you start getting more knowledgeable and have more wisdom on how to deal with you know, life situations that it brings. You know what I mean? But you know, it's pretty much in general for me. I've been through a lot, like I said. And what did you say?
No, I said go ahead, keep going, man. And I definitely agree with you.
Yeah, I just been through a lot in general, and I've just learned a lot. And time helped me with it. You know what I mean? Nothing can help you with it at the time, but time itself. You know what I mean? So just getting back up and going through it and carrying yourself through it, and you know what I'm saying, next time you go through your trials and tribulations, you get a little bit better at bouncing back. But some is a little bit worse than others. Like I've yet, knock on wood, and you know what I'm saying, God forbid, I lose somebody close to me and within my family like that. You know what I mean? So I can't really imagine how dude will feel. You know what I'm saying? But I'm quite sure that's a hard thing to get over. You know what I mean? And you got to be really strong to get over that, so I'll call him for that, man. But you know what I'm saying? It's just in general, man. Just how you bounce back on your game and continue to learn. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. Hey, I appreciate that, and I really think we're going to hear like that commonality, time, and really bouncing back and staying strong. I really think that's going to be a common thing today as far as bouncing back. So I really appreciate that, man. Really appreciate that.
And Zeke, I have a question for you. You know, as a producer, and as you dealing with, you know, balancing life and being a man in your own stands and running your business and, you know, taking care of your seeds or whatever the case may be, and dealing with this whole industry things, you know, trials and tribulations, you know, people fail to realize, you know, a lot of times that just because we networking with these people and we in the industry or whatever the case may be, don't mean that we don't go through some things in life. You know, they think the higher the position that we get, the better things get for us. That's not necessarily true. That's definitely not necessarily true, but you got to get into the mind state like, yo, I want it all, whether it's personal or professional. It really don't matter. We definitely going to get into this music. We got your boy Arsene coming up with I Want It All. Then after that, we going to get into some B-bombs. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now live with the co-host, Tay Black, Smooth in the building. It's Frontline Fridays. Let's go, because I want it all.
Clyde and Harry on the beat.
I want it. into the light. You taking shots at the deck dealer. I know your pain, it looks familiar. I feel your soul. I can feel your soul with a scripture that'll fit the mold. On the road of life, every nigga gotta pay a toll. A little heavy be that chip on your shoulder, huh? I got a few of those. A whole can of Pringles, about as heavy as Prince Pringo. You see the picture when it's painted. Bars when it's written, and the lines when it's fitting. But game never spit like this, so good written. Mixer, kick snare for Costco, hot saucer. I cross the track with my eyes closed. I will lay you the short of a string, no flow. Lo and behold, my son, you owe me your lungs. I hear y'all ask the news and get hung. Born raised Harlem, Medicaid Day One.
It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with co-host Tay Black. We getting it in. Hey, yo, Black, what if I want it on, man?
Yo, that joint goes hard.
That was the boy, Arsene. That's off the trailer album. He dropped that nothing less than a month ago. You definitely want to follow Arsene on Twitter. On Twitter, that's Arsene, A-R-S-I-N-E. Follow him on Twitter. You can definitely get that music right there. I definitely like that cut, because what if I want it on, man? That's how he's doing it.
Yeah, like he embodied on some old Nori type stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like that,
what?
He had that.
What if I want it on? I definitely got more hot bangers in the arsenal, because you got to want it on to get on Frontline Fridays. If you want to get your music played on Frontline Fridays, if you want to rock with the best of, hit my Gmail up at divaspotent1@gmail.com. Again, that's divaspotent1@gmail.com. Send the music. We can chop it up. And if you ain't ready to invest into your future, please don't hit me up, because I'm a warrior. I'm about to get into this music. B Bonds, Brick City, Stand Up. It's called Warrior, and it's featuring Ken, Kardash, Goldie. Let's go.
I'm a warrior. I'm a never back down. I'm a warrior. Born and bred in these streets. I'm a warrior. Survive by all means. I'm a warrior. I'm a warrior.
Real, real.
I'm a never back down. I'm a warrior. On the crazy streets. I'm a warrior. Survive by all means. I'm a warrior.
warrior, flamethrower, you can't feel my pain. Soldier, listen, I'm the king, soldier, venom like a king. Cobra, ready for whatever, I'm an aviator, predator, hustler, etc. Trust me, dog, I wet them up, put it on the line. Look at the mountains I done climbed, I came back, then back again. Let's come back, I'm here to win. I'm a cold-hearted killing animal with the pen. I'm a savage with the flow, above average with the dough. Anybody say they know me, know I was destined to blow. I'm living proof I'm good to go, even fresher than before. I'm a professional, victory is as the stone. What you expect, I'm from a hood with more murders than Mexico. I can never let it go, now you know my heart is cold. Ain't no love this time around, yeah, my heart is hard as stone. I'ma sit up on this throne, I'ma fight it to the bone. Barry motherfucking Bonds, I'm reunited on the throne. I'm a warrior.
Back, y'all. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Frontline Fridays, and I'm a warrior. I got my co-host in the building, Tay Black. We getting it in. We talking about these trials and tribulations, and on the top of that, we playing this banging music. That was just your boy, B Bonds, in the building, Brick City Stand Up. Y'all want to holler at B? Follow him on Twitter. Black, you hear that? Follow him on Twitter Bonds World. That's B-O-N-D-V World. You can follow, you can catch him on Twitter to hear more hot bangers from him. The comeback three. We definitely want to get into these trials and tribulations. I want to give some online love because we got hot people checking in online. I want to give a shout out to Mr. Roberts online, and we talking about these trials and tribulations, and he said, stay in focus and surrounding yourself with positive people. That's definitely a good message right there, some good advice, so shout out to you. And I also want to give a shout out to guest 4489. Y'all now rocking live with Frontline Fridays. This is how we getting it in. Got to give a shout out to the 252-216-908-215-973-371. We see y'all and y'all in the building. We want to open up the line. Guru.
Guru in the building. And,
Guru in the building. What's going on, my D? How you? How you?
Shout out to your co-host, Tape Black.
I just want to say
thanks to Diva Mary Kay for, you know, supporting, like, the artist that's, you know, rocking with me and, like, Tay Black and B-Bonds and Arseny. They all in my camp. Like, I really appreciate you rocking this music. Like, this is, like, the new frontier. Frontline Fridays is on deck. So I'm tweeting away, like, everybody know what she playing tonight. So I'm actually online just letting everybody know that it's live. Everybody, the roll call is already in effect on my Twitter. And Tay Black is definitely in the building. And Arseny, that track was just ridiculous.
What if I want it all?
I mean, shout out to the whole ICM. That's under ICM management and my man Marvel Dash. And I appreciate you playing it. I appreciate you showing love to these cats. Like, and it's real fire. Like, you coming out the Arseny, like out the Arsenal with that music like that. And this is really what we really need to hear right now. Just taking
and that's
it.
Definitely what's up. You know, I listen to the music, definitely, for sure. You know, I definitely want to get the real music out there. I definitely want to rock with the best of them, man. That's definitely what it's about. We have Tweak in the building. I'm going to try to see if I can get him back on the line. Tweak, you hear me?
Yeah, I'm out here, buddy.
Tweak, you hear me?
Yeah, I'm out here.
All right, that's what it is. You know, we was asking Tweak before we went into the music about the what was I asking you? Yeah, about you a producer. You know, when you're doing your thing and you handling your business as a man in the house or whatever the case may be and dealing with these trials and tribulations in the industry, what are some of the things that you've been through in the industry and how, or one of the things, and how did you overcome it?
We all know in the industry, man, it's like, I call it like you hurry up and you know what I mean, and sometimes you feel like you get discouraged on things, you know, feel like you ain't moving. A lot of times I feel like I ain't moving, but you know what I'm saying, take a few people that I know, or a few people that heard the music to tell me that, you know, I'm really, really doing something. So, you know, and all that said, I just, you know, the industry can make you real. Get you a headache. It made me feel like I didn't believe in doing that. A lot of times, like, I've been doing music for a long time, and a lot of the times I didn't have, you know what I'm saying, no work or nothing coming in, and you know what I'm saying, you still got to keep your family afloat or yourself in that case, you know what I mean? And a lot of times I was just expecting the industry to didn't.
And that's definitely,
that's
definitely what's up, and I definitely respect your opinion on that. You just got to keep yourself at the end of the day, and you know, me and Tay Black, I see you 216, I'm about to get to you, but me and Tay Black was, you know, talking about situations that we, you know, we deal with so many. I see you 3172, I'm going to holler at you too, but we was talking about the whole situation about dealing with these egos, and I was saying to him, like, yo, I got to laugh at these egos, and sometimes I have to laugh at my ego, you know, and a lot of people think when people say no or they ain't rocking with you or whatever the case may be, or they want to turn you into something, you know, you can't let people make you a puppet.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot let people make you a puppet. If you came in to a certain situation with a goal, then you stick to that goal. You stick to your guns. It don't matter what it is. If you came in rocking one way, you stick to it, because you're going to start to realize as you start to deal with these personalities and when you start to network, they're going to try to change you and make you into what they want you to be. And that's it. It's all going to come with trials and tribulations. If you ain't been through nothing, then you ain't going to get nothing. That's my honest opinion.
That's right. That's right.
If you ain't been through nothing, you ain't going to get nothing. Go ahead, Tay. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying I definitely agree with you on that. You got the old folks around my way used to say, in order to get up, you got to get down. In order to get down, you got to get up. So it's like a struggle. It's like a process. Like, you're not always going to be on top. You got to grind hard. You got to go from the bottom to the top a lot of times. So I definitely agree with you on that.
Well, we're going to open up these hotlines because we're talking about these trials and tribulations. 317-603. This is Frontline Friday. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, with co-host Tay Black. Who's on the line?
What's that? It's your boy, Collie. What's good, yo?
Collie, what's up? I got S. Collie in the building all the way. Oh, yo, that's definitely what's up, man. Round of applause, baby. Round of applause.
Yeah.
S. Collie, what's going on, man? I'm glad that you called in and showing some love. S. Collie definitely rocking with Diva Mary Kay. Diva Mary Kay definitely rocking with S. Collie because, you know, ooh, I'm a fool.
Got him, Jay.
Yo, S. Collie, we talking about trials and tribulations and you being an artist and, you know, and you know, shout out to your peoples that just came home, too. I'm loving the video. Like, his people just came home from doing a bid for something that, you know, he didn't do. But they had it on YouTube. They videotaped him coming on a love and emotion. Like, that was real. But trials and tribulations, let's talk about that, S. Collie. What's one of the things that you done been through, and how did you get over it?
As far as what, music and life, just trying to balance it out. It's a day-to-day process with it, because, you know what I mean, music, waiting, especially when you got a family, they waiting with you, so you always going to hear it. If they don't agree with something, you got to deal with that. On top of that is the almostes, you know what I mean, like you got a deal on the table, it almost go through, you're heartbroken for a minute, you got to get back up and keep going back, keep grinding like how you were before. It's always going to be something to try to break you down, but you just got to keep your mind state that's just come with the game. Because it's always something. I mean, like, right now it's something. I mean, like, just working and trying to do music. It's basically just the balance of things, the balance of the game, and just having patience, because if you ain't got patience in this, well, you ain't going to make it at all.
I can definitely rock with you on that when you say patience. You know, you got to have patience. And for those people who was patient with you, you want to rock with those people who rock with you when you was down, when you got up, when you went back down, when you got back up. You know, and that's Collie, I seen the tweet that you tweeted early today talking about this police robbing police. I said, what?
Man, police robbing convenience stores here. It's ugly out here. We had that on the news.
Tell everybody where you at. For everybody that's logged in live, tell everybody where you calling from,
man,
S. Collie.
I'm in Indianapolis, Indiana, man. It's silly out here right now. Yeah, police officer strong-armed a lady in the convenience store not too long ago, man. Everybody try to get some extra eating, you know, going on in this morning, I guess. I don't know what it is, but it ain't right. Some stuff just ain't right out here right now.
Bro. I don't mean to laugh at that. You know I'm crazy. I don't mean to laugh at that, but that's messed up. The police.
I mean, it ain't funny, but it is funny, though, because, like, you know, you're supposed to be serving and protecting, not just taking. I don't know what he was on. He was tripping.
Ooh,
yeah,
they
hell out here, man. It's crazy. It's hard times for everybody, I guess.
Yeah, we definitely going to get into your music a little later on the show. We definitely going to play my favorite joint. I love it, and, ooh, I'm a fool. But you want to give some shout-outs to anybody else, Collie?
Shout-out to my label mates, you know, 100 ENT, Letty Yang in the building, You know what I mean? Future Guru, I hear you on here, boy. Shout out to him. He was promoting me heavy on a tweet. Even Mary Kay, she gets it in for me. I fucks with her heavy. You know what I mean? Shit, whoever that fuck with me, I'm just happy to be here, really.
You already know. That's what I'm talking about. Stay on the line with me. Stay tuned in with me. Tell everybody to tune in now. That 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. It's Frontline Fridays, and we got nothing but the frontliners calling in. You can also log in with us on Turn Your Speakers Up. Turn it up. Eliel Ness said, turn it up, turn it up. I'm going to play that in a minute. I love my drop. But, you know, you can log in live at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaMaryKay. Like, we rocking hard in the building. We got the boss, Tay Black, my co-host in the building. We're going to get into his music. We got Future Guru 100. We got S. Kali in the building. Tweet just came through and showed us some love. Like, from the East to the West show, we get love from everywhere. We about to get some more love. I'm going to go ahead and open up the line to the 216-551. You're live with Diva Mary Kay, co-host Tay Black. What's going on? 551, can you hear me? All right, cool.
Don't be shy.
Black.
Yeah.
All right, that's definitely what's good. Man, it's just such a blessing to be able to do what I do and open up this short, this show. And, you know, to have people call in and get honest, get real. Yo, my show is real talk, real music, real people. And we see through you phony balonies. We got the ghouls out there on radar. And you know how me and Tay was talking about the backdoor bandits? Yeah, we was talking about backdoor bandits, how people try to get in the backdoor things, try to get in the backdoor things. 551, you hear me?
Yeah, it's your boy,
Wadda. Technical difficulty. Wadda. All right, that's what's up. I'm going to go ahead and link you in. But people trying to get into the back door things, man. If I got goons at the front door, why wouldn't I have goons at the back door?
You got security all around, right?
All around. I got them at the front door, the back door, the side window, in the parking lot, through the air ducts. I even had to get security for the groupies. The groupies getting gangster.
Wow.
You already know, Tay Black, but we try to be a new nigga, act like them groupies ain't new, acting new.
You don't have to bring those individuals in tonight. You don't even, everybody's affiliated. Everybody knows what's up. We need none of those.
Yo, you definitely right about that, man. We getting it in each and every Friday. It's Frontline Fridays. One of the things I wanted to talk about real quick, I definitely want to get on this subject. Ladies, 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 ladies. I had to say it like R. Kelly said it on Trapped in the Closet. Ladies, ladies, ladies. Your avatar, if you are a model or whatever you doing, I'm about to get him right now. If you are a model or whatever you doing or whatever the case may be, I'm so tired of seeing my queens with their avatar as a back shot. You bent over with either a thong on or some boy shorts on on your picture on your profile pic. Like, who does that? And then you got the nerve to whine and say, respect me, don't disrespect me. Come on, ma. Like, once I pull that picture up and I see your ass bent over, I see them boy shorts you all oiled up or whatever, and some of y'all dead wrong, too. I had to say that. Some of y'all dead wrong.
Why they dead wrong? Tell them why you mad, son.
I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. Because the chicks be bent over on the pictures or whatever the case may be, but then you talking about you conducting business. Once I see your butt, I'm not thinking about what you doing no more. You already gave me a free look. You already disrespected yourself from gate. You doing it yourself. I don't have to disrespect you. So what you fail to realize is that body is really not yours. If you would have educated yourself and got your spirit all right, Get your 1 hour or 2 hour spiritual feeding on with Diva Mary Kay each and every Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. West Coast, 12 p.m. East Coast. Get your spirit right. because you want to present yourself as a lady at all times. And it goes, and it's personal and professional. I see all these models or whatever. Don't models supposed to model some stuff? No, they're supposed to model the clothes or the jewelry or something.
It's backshot. They're modeling backshot.
But it's like an academic now, and it ain't got worse, and they're not even doing their professional anymore. You just laying down on your bed, your room junky as hell, and somebody took a backshot picture of you. And let's not talk about the chick. You know I'm about to do it. Let's not talk about the chick that took a picture. I'm going to let you say it. Tell it, Tay Black. You my co-host. You tell it. Go ahead, because I got to calm down. Tell it, baby.
I'm sure everybody know about the epic fails out there. You know, those bad pictures people be taking. But first, shout out to people. Shout out to People's Logic, man. We was all online one night, man, and we was just going back and forth looking at these bad pictures. And then we see this one joint, you know, and I'm trying to figure out, well, why is this a fail? You know, it's just, you know, little chick or whatever. She got the little MySpace angle going on when she's taking a picture. She got the camera phone up in the air looking down at it. So you really can't see, you know, her face or figure like that. She got a MySpace angle. And I'm like, well, I don't understand. And she in the bathroom. And then I kind of look, you know, I get my CSI on, and I look in the toilet, and it's a big turd in the toilet. Come on, man. And it wasn't like she was like, oh, wow, let me delete this one. Nah, I got sent out. It's out there. It's floating. That's your reputation.
You know, that's a girl that's the epic fail with a big shit log in your toilet while you trying to look cute in the camera and you forgot to flush the toilet. That was Burger King right there, boo. For real.
Mm-hmm. Double cheeseburgers. They be, oh, they 99 cents, but like they be messing people up. Double cheeseburger. Wow.
That was White Castle. That was White Castle. She ate that day that big ass turd in the toilet. You taking a picture, trying to be all cute and whatnot, and you ain't even flush your toilet with them dirty toilets. You new nigga, you deserve to be the epic fail.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yo, I'm going to tell y'all one thing. I said it once, and I would say it twice. For all my queens, I'm tired of seeing y'all. Save your booty for your men, not for your avatar. Please, save the goodies for the man, not for the avatar. If you not, and you know what, Black, I was about to go in and say something. I had no business saying, but I'm not going to quote that right there. But if you, and a lot of these chicks are like, oh, I'm a model, I'm this, I'm that, whatever that you do or whatever, and be careful about these pictures that you take for these men, for your dude. And I know dude's going to get mad right now. In the past, I have took some freaky pictures for my dude or whatever the case may be. And what happened? He ended up losing his phone. And who knows who got them pictures now? So I learned by example about taking pictures. Honeys, men, if y'all want to get some sexy pictures of us, if y'all want some back shots or whatever, step your game up, get a professional photographer, and let him take it, and then you can keep them pictures at home. But ladies, do us a favor. Stop bending over. And this one girl took a picture, a back shot, and I'm not going to keep going on because I could go on and on about it, but she took a back shot with these ashy black boy shorts on. And your bed and your house look a mess.
They was great.
If you was, my thing is, if you feeling sexy, make the room sexy too. All you showing me is you got some dirty puss.
Oh man.
Wow. Save it for your man and not for your avatar. Otherwise, you're going to get put on blast. And I think I will start blasting women that do that on my blog talk. I mean, my blog spot. It all depends on how I'm feeling at that time. But in the meantime, in between five, for those who just tuning in, shout out to the 925 and the 25 and the 215 that is logging in. It's Frontline Fridays. We talking about these trials and tribulations, and we trying to bring our kings and queens back to the realness, like this real music we about to get into. you know, respect yourself, man, because if you don't respect yourself, you're only giving us a palette to just basically put you on blast. And now a word from the genius. One of the trials and tribulations that you've been through, and how did you overcome it? Tay, can you hear me? All right. We done lost Tay for a second, but we definitely going to get into it. I'm going to tell y'all about
one of the trials. I'm back. I'm sorry about that.
You on anime? Five on your ass, anime.
Now, I'm going to tell you a media trial I just had. You know, when you play the music, you know, you have to put your phone on mute, you know. You try to do something else. But when the music stops, people, when the music stops, unmute your phone. I'm telling you. But, nah, I want to say we'll just take a recent trial and tribulation. You know, I have a project coming out, a mixtape I'm about to drop actually tomorrow. It's called Tattered Dreams. I've been working on it for quite some time now. It's been an ongoing, growing project. And recently my DJ had to drop out, you know. I mean, because outside of our passions, outside of the things we do, you know, a lot of times we still have a life. We still have responsibilities. Bills still got to get paid. And he just got hit with, you know, those instances. And shout out to my DJ, but he just wasn't able to do all the things that he would, you know, want to do to make a quality project within the time frame that we were trying to establish. So my thing was, yeah, you know, I definitely did want, you know, the authentic mixtape. You know, we talking DJ, we talking scratches, not just drops. I'm talking about a real professional DJ, mixes and pullbacks, all that stuff, blending tracks, all that. But, you know, when he couldn't put that product forward, I said, you know what, I'm going to just have to turn the situation into a positive. That was just going to be an added bonus for, you know, my people, my fans and things of that nature. So the music can stand on its own regardless. A lot of times nowadays people release both DJ and DJ-less projects. So I'm going to push forward with it anyway. I might as well just, you know, go ahead and grind it out, do my thing. The music is going to speak for itself. And shout out to my DJ. I'll definitely check him out on the next project. So you got to make it happen regardless, especially if you know the outcome is going to be good. You got to just keep pushing.
And I like how you did that as far as being that, you know, people got life on life's terms, you know, and that's what we thought of realize, y'all. People got life on life's terms, and he was able to keep it real with Black and say, look, I'm not going to be able to give you quality service or whatever the case may be because I got to take care of this right here. And Tay Black got on his grown man was like, you know what, it ain't nothing. Ain't no love lost. You know, you still my homie. I'm still going to rock with you, whatever the case may be. I know that we still have a long-term relationship. And so many times, you know, we do little small and stupid things to mess up something so good because if somebody couldn't deliver something. And then, you know, a lot of us, we get upset and mad about the situation. Like, hold on, you know, you're supposed to be rocking. You didn't deliver. But if you keep it real with a person, what you can and can't do, I'm pretty sure that they can understand. I've had plenty of situations like that. People have called me up like, look, you know, Diva Mary Kay, I'm not going to be able to do this. And I had to call somebody up and say, look, I'm not going to be able to do this. I had a trial and tribulation, as well as myself, you know, as far as with the show. Something that I wanted to do with the show turned around, and it wasn't going to be able to happen. And I had, you know, my heart really set on it about doing it in a certain way, and it didn't come through. And, you know, I did feel some type of way, but at the end of the day, I had to remember, I'm in a business. This ain't the only show that I'm going to host.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this ain't the only show that I have. Monday through Friday, I'm rocking. Saturday. My day off is Sunday. But, you know, I had to start to think to myself, like, I got a lot of blessings out of me staying consistent and not blowing my top. Because, you know, so many times in the past I have blown my top with my own, you know, just popping off, having my own opinion and my own agenda about things and tearing down the house. You know, all I had to do was sit and be patient. And
that's
just
right.
Wait a little while.
Yep.
Just wait a little while because, you know, just imagine if I wouldn't have never met that person. I would have never had it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely real talk right there. I want y'all to call in at 347-850-1521, 347-850-1521. It's Frontline Fridays. We about to get back into this music. Go ahead, do what you do, pop your bottles, pull your shorty up, lay back, chill, and turn those speakers up because we about to get it in. Let's go.
Kane is in the building, nigga.
Turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, till your speakers scream. Leave a Mary Kay about to satisfy your dreams. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. You know who I'm rocking with is Eva Mary Kay. See, I turn on her station, man, I listen every day. She's different, not the same, that's why people know her name. And when she pumps that volume, everybody goes insane. Calling any station, if y'all hear me, there's no competition in any city. He got a girl that's cool with the guys. Eva Mary Kay, she's smooth like a ride. She's guaranteed to play high records every time. So turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, till your speakers scream. Viva Mary Kay about to satisfy your dreams. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up.
Yeah. Blacker, LMG, Team, Patterson, BX, Eddie, what up?
Team's here.
Oh, it's a friend.
Oh, oh, oh.
Let's go.
I put out one track, put out two tracks, and everybody listening just wanna come back. Asking me to put them on.
Ooh, oh, ooh, oh.
Yeah.
I say, yo, hit after hit, single after single. Steady stacking them chips like I was working for Pringles. What I'm into, so suspenseful. You should check my credentials. This legger, so official, especially on instrumentals. I body any drumming snare, like who want it where? You doing what, man? Who fucking cares? Not me, at least. Streets like here, beat new video every other week. Forever kill a beat, show so marvelous. Like when Tigger speaks, leave you lost, boy. Like Mr. Cheek, wish you could walk in my shoes, but I got bigger feet. Hit him with a rude awakening, love when a nigga sleep.
I put out one track, put out two tracks, and everybody listening just wanna come back.
Boom, more, boom, more.
I just put out a new song, so it won't be. Well, they're knocking on my door, asking me to put them on.
Ooh, oh, ooh, oh, yeah.
I'm a monster in disguise. This game's like a carnival, I'm gunning for the prize. If flame still burning, but the smoke's about to rise. You know you see the anger and the hunger in my eyes. People hate on me, wanna change on me, but I'll never fall. They can say that I won't make it, but I will get it all. I'ma look down from the top with a smile and a swag, and just drop another track, call it money in the bag. There's a lot of niggas shady though, but I don't let it faze me though, cause they gon' hate me more when they hear me on the radio. They gon' kick and roll through a sleepless night while I'm up counting money all night. Cause I put out one track, put out two tracks, and everybody listening just wanna come back. For more, for more. I just put out a new song, so it won't be long before they knocking on my door, asking me to put them on. Ooh, oh, ooh, oh.
Yeah, shit is natural. I spit it, it just grabs you. The melody just grabs you, and the rhythm will just stab you. Banger after banger, CD after CD. I'm definitely doing my thing. I soon to be up on your TV and your radio with a crazy flow. Big, big shout to the ladies, yo. I love a Beamer, but I'd rather be on Mercedes, yo. S-class and jet lag and nothing but the best fashion. Do this with a passion. Hitch up in the stash. Patterson, New Bronx connection. About to be a ball to Hendrickson. I brought homie Hendrickson. Guarantee the salty sense with LMG. And G-Men, loyalty agreement. And I rep my city up in each and every event.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We playing nothing but hot bangers. We got nothing but real people on the line. We doing nothing but big things over here. I got my co-host in the building, Tay Black. Tay Black, what up, baby?
What up, what up? How you feeling?
They asking for more, man. What you think about that track right there? That was Eddie L. Ness and Lega. That was Lega featuring Eddie L. Ness. Big shout-out to Lega. He's definitely doing big things. And
Shout-out to him. Yeah, definitely was dope.
You definitely right about that. I love it when he said, you know, they hating on me, but they going to be even mad when they hear me on the radio.
That's real talk.
That's definitely real talk right there. I definitely got to give a big shout-out to Eddie L. Ness and Lega for that one. I definitely want to get some other opinions about that music right there. I'm going to open up the line to Guru and open up Y-Dot. Guru and Y-Dot, can you hear me?
But.
Jersey in the building, Guru's here, and I'm enjoying your track selection. You got some hot tracks in the arsenal. And shout-out to Eddie L. Ness for doing that drop. And Leg is my man. You know, I had the opportunity to meet my man Leg, and we about to do some phenomenal work, you know, together. So I appreciate the love right there that they, you know, automatically showed you. I mean, that was a good look right there.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, like, real talk, I definitely got to give, you know, a hand cap, a round of applause to them because they both talented artists. And, you know, real recognize real. You know, and definitely when you come at somebody real and you show them that you support them and you show them that you about your business and you can show them the turnaround with the promo, like the team is sick, man. The team is sick.
Yeah.
Do y'all
know
who I'm rocking with? Got the Retweet Squad, got Lush Radio Online, got Lega in the building, got Tay Black, got Y-Dot, got $8 daily. Let's keep running it. Mixtape MP3 promo, Mommy Mobs, Sanity Girls, who else? Let's go. Let's get it. There's so many people right now, and me speaking of that, I definitely got to give a shout-out to the Diva J Bling. I seen her on Twitter somewhere, but I definitely got to give a shout-out to her. That's another one. Y'all make sure y'all look out for her because she coming. Not only do I have bosses on Frontline Fridays, I got boss ads too, and we definitely going to bring y'all some real music. Want to give a shout-out for S. Collie for coming through in the building. Shout-out S. Collie because, ooh, I'm a fool. Ooh, I'm a fool. Definitely shout out to the genius. Yeah, that's my joint right there. Ooh, I'm a fool. I'm going to play that a little later, but we definitely got to give a shout out to the genius. Genius is a phenomenal thinker. Like, for real. Genius is like a whole dictionary in one person. I just love building the minds with him and talking to him because I know every time I speak with that man, I'm definitely going to get food for thought. And I'm laughing because thank you, Tay Black, for putting a picture up.
Oh, man, I forgot all about that joint. Keep that joint. That joint is terrible.
Yo, I definitely want to open up the hotlines because we got Brick City in the building, man. We definitely got to give Brick City some love. Rock a Block is smooth in the building. Rock a Block, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. What up, EV? You got the front wheel spinning. You already.
EV's up, front wheel spinning. Yo, that's my tag out there, Brick City, man. Yo, that's what's up. Thank you for tuning in to the show. What's going on, Rock a Block? We talking about trials and tribulations on the day, man. We talking about these trials and tribulations, and we definitely want to hear, you know, one of the trials and tribulations you've been through, and how did you get over it? How did you overcome this thing right here?
Oh, man, trials and tribulations. I can't even spell that. But
I'm right with you, dog.
I ain't the best feeder, but I can read, mama. I can read.
Hey, you know what? I just sit back and wait, man, because, you know, I'm a different dude now. You know what I mean? So when I mean different, it's like I'm a good dude now. So I don't have to fight and force my way through things because God opened doors for me now. You know what I'm saying? My trials and tribulations is every day, man. Sometimes I don't have nothing to eat in the fridge, but I still get fed. And you know what I mean? And it's not without forcing anything or having a fight or, you know, go begging and all that. So, you know, it's a trial and tribulation for me every day, man. Transportation, so forth and so on. But you got to put God first, sit back and relax and trust God to provide you and everything else that you do.
And you're right. I definitely can respect you on your opinion. I thank you for giving that to me. And you're right. You know, he said something so profound right now. You got to let God be the driver for you. You got to let God drive your car. You know, just sit back and relax. Get in the passenger seat. Put your seatbelt on. Shut up. Don't be trying to direct nothing. Just let God, you know, guide the way for you. Because so many times we idolize these things in life, we idolize the cars, we idolize the cash, we idolize the chicks, we idolize the men, we idolize the fame, we idolize the drugs and the money. But we forget, you know, who created all of this and who woke us up. You know, we forget who protected us through the night, through the midnight hour, when we was at our most vulnerable state, when we were sleeping, when we didn't have no defense. Somebody could have came in, robbed you, raped you, blew your head off, did anything. And so many times we get caught up in idolizing all that stuff, and you know what happens? You end up getting brought down to your knees, to your lowest point. Because so many people's heads get big out here, man. Your head start getting big. It start getting filled up with air. People around you start to tell you you a king and you a queen, you a goddess, and they start worshiping you, and then you start to believe that BS, man. They started to tell you that you the best that ever did it. That's because they really ain't got a lot of high standards. Not to say that you ain't got nothing going on for yourself, but watch out for the people who big you up and tell you that they love you the most, yo. Word up. If they constantly keep saying, yeah, he the baddest, he this, and this, and this, and that, and nah, and I love you, and you the most beautiful thing in the world, you the most perfectest person in the world. How could I be the most perfect person in the world and I was born in sin? Watch yourself, Ma. Watch yourself, son, because you idolizing me. You idolizing the wrong thing. And that a lot of times they want to be you. They want your position. And you thinking they fam. You feeding them. You breaking bread with them. Mm-hmm. And they just waiting. Right for that vulnerable state when you drop. When you drop the ball, they waiting. They definitely waiting on you. Mm. What's your opinion on Tay Black?
I mean, I have to agree with you. Like, You know what? I really think it goes back to those backdoor bandits, as you call them. You really got to look out for people a lot of times because some people have actually ulterior motives. You know, on the surface, it seems like it's all love. They pulling your coats, and, you know, they really propping you up. So it kind of clouds your judgment and it blinds you to what they actually have going on. You know, they might not physically try to rob you, but, I mean, for intellectual things, they might try to steal your ideas, jock you fresh, all that good stuff. So, I mean, you definitely, you just got to keep an open mind. You know, sometimes you got to ask yourself, male or female, you know, why is this person showing me all this love? Is it genuine? You know, are they going to show me love when I'm down or just because I'm up? So that's my take on it.
I want to talk about it, what I just thought about in my head, and I'm pretty sure as far as trials and tribulations and, you know, once you start to get some fame or some attention or, you know, some love from people, you know, I want to talk about, like, with the whole big, the whole thing with Lil' Kim and Lil' C's and them or whatever the case may be. Like, that was the crazy situation right there. And Big made the song about it. More, you know, and he said it the best, more money, more problems, man. It's crazy how you could put yourself on the front line for the team. And Kim was definitely putting herself out there on the front line for the team, getting it in. You know, I don't know the woman's personal business or whatever the case may be, exactly what she was doing. I don't want to be talking about nothing. I don't know what nobody doing. But basically, she got caught up in the wave of mess, and they sold her out. She was a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
She was a sacrifice. You know, and it really didn't hurt her. It hurt her a little bit, but, you know, all those emotions and stuff that she was going through, at the end of the day, she like, wow, I'm going to jail. I'm really going to jail. The countdown, the lockdown. It was a whole series, man. You know,
and to think it was all because, you know, you tried to stand up for your peoples, right?
Mm-hmm. You're trying to roll for your team. That's my homie. That's my dog. That's my roadie. Yeah? Wow. That's all I got to say now is wow.
I mean, it's deep. It's definitely deep. I mean, you know, God forbid everybody ends up in that type of situation of that magnitude, but you don't want to be in a position where you do something for your folks and then they pretty much just leave you hanging out to dry. You know, you got to be mindful. You got to position yourself so that things like that don't happen. You have to train the people around you as well, too.
I want to open it up to Future Guru 100. Guru.
Yeah. I'm back in the building.
You back in the building. Yeah, what you think about that whole situation with this whole friendship situation and, you know, people being a sacrifice for their team? You know, they don't know that they're setting them up to be the stunt dummy. You know, they're using them at the end of the day. You know, a lot of people don't know that, you know, you a sacrifice for your team, man. You're going to be the lamb. You're going to be the one that gets slaughtered.
Well, what do I think about it? Well, you got to be type of cat I'm from Jersey and I'm from Newark, you know, I'm here, but the things you see daily with the trap and people that's trapping, you know, it happens. Like if one cat go down, you know, he get caught, you know, holding the bag and everything, it's really a situation where that's exactly what happens. So, I mean, cats go through that every day on a daily basis, so it's kind of profound that you're having this discussion. But the way I see it the most is through what cats get involved in the game. Like, you know, if they trapping and hustling, you know, they got to make those sacrifices every day. It's a gavel being slammed down every day handing out sentences for cats. And then they got to suffer and their families got to suffer. So that's the sacrifice. That's the big, big sacrifice about black families, black America, the youth, that's just turning 21, that's just turning 18 with two babies and three babies. Just think about it. Those are the sacrifices. And then nobody's going to bail them out. Nobody's going to help that wife and that child and that mom and that son and that daughter.
Yeah, well, I definitely want to, you definitely dropped the jewel right there. Rocker Block, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
My bad. I want to get your opinion in this whole sacrifice situation. And then Wildout, I want to get your opinion too. I definitely want to shout out Wildout for, because he's been in the building rocking with me. But this whole sacrifice situation after, you know, I'm starting to say this. I didn't say it before. But, like, when you out there in the street, and if you out there on the block or whatever that you doing out there illegally in the streets, and if your friends and your family is doing something, take the time to look at the time that you going to get behind it.
And that's
definitely for the youth. If you see your friend doing something wrong and doing something they ain't had no business doing, if they out there robbing, stealing, dealing, banging, you know, doing whatever that they going to do, and they like, yo, come rock with me, come roll when we getting money over here, how much money is they really getting? Y'all still eating poor boy sandwiches together. Because y'all went and got a $9 plate out of the Jamaican spot, that mean y'all doing it big? Okay.
No way. Oh, you can hear me? No, yeah, go straight.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, well, the whole sacrifice thing, I don't know. I don't think it's a sacrifice. It's just being stupid. Because if you don't know what you're doing, and you're with your crew, then they're using you. You know what I mean? It's not a sacrifice. If you're doing it because you know what you're doing, and you're doing it for your own purpose and your own reasons, but there's nothing else better for you to do and all that, then it's a sacrifice, but you don't need to make that kind of sacrifice, especially not in no blood gang or no crip gang, because there's no, you know how when you get a job and you can't upgrade, that's the same thing as in the blood. I mean, not for real life, not for positive anyway, you know. The deeper you get into a blood game, the further down you go, if you ask me. But it's definitely not a sacrifice. If you don't know what you're doing, you're just being used. You're definitely a guinea pig. Yes, because you ain't going to have no
I life. Feel like but, any game that you get into, it's a downgrade. I don't have nothing against the Bloods, the Crips, the Latino, the Neathis, the Folks, whatever the case may be. You know, but if y'all ain't doing nothing for y'all community, y'all ain't doing nothing but bringing the community down. And there is no loyalty. You want to tell me, well, you want to know why there is no loyalty? Because they worship the things of the world. Point blank, period. Any game, it's either you're going to get down or lay down. And what are you doing for your community? How are y'all helping the kids? How are y'all educating the kids? What are y'all teaching the kids? If you get to the point in your life that you got to walk around with a gun, you seriously got some problems. Word up. That's real talk right there. If I got to walk around with a gun, that means I got some mess going on with me that I need to take care of myself. I need to get honest with myself. A lot of people ain't getting honest with themselves. They just keep lying. And then they start to believe their lies. I done seen men and women believe their lies, man. But that make you a fool. And while we talking about fool, you're now tuning in live to Diva Spark Radio ENT. We about to get into some S. Polly, Ooh, I'm a Fool. And then I'm going to get into Miss Nira with Lethal. This for all the ladies out there. I'm going to play Miss Nira for all the ladies out there for their dudes. Because your dude can be real lethal. Let's get it, y'all.
You know the hat messed the bag. Bag messed the shoe. Mess the shirt, yeah, the boys looking cool. Fox mess the belt, belt mess the coupe. Rims old as me, but the whip stupid new. Ooh, I'm a fool. Don't tell jokes, that's why haters cannot stand me like both legs.
play hooky when it comes to finesse. I'm no rookie, look at me, I'm flyer than alien nookie. So how you like me now? These Siamese in my face make girls go wild. Yeah, let me wipe me down. Deep marks on my fit, they try to bite my mouth.
Diva Mary Kay, and now tune in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT Frontline Fridays with your co-host K Black. Oh, I'm a fool. That was your boy S. Kylie in the building. He definitely a fool. That's my dude right there. I'm definitely feeling that track right there. Wadah, can you hear me?
Yeah. Shout out.
Oh, I'm a fool.
Shout out to S. Kylie. That's a nice track. That's mean.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely.
I definitely. And
actually, shout out to the whole show tonight. Awesome show, Miss Diva. Definitely. Shout out to Faye and Guru. Y'all doing your thing.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, we do what we can for the Mexicans, baby. We do what we can for the Mexicans. We try to. Yeah, we try to get it in, man. We try to get it in. This real talk, real people, real music, you know. And a lot of people, you know. I think it was Mitch or either Jazzy. We had did a show, and you know, shout out to Mitch, shout out to Jazzy, shout out to Jazzy Management, shout out to Ms. Nira, Dre Vicious, everybody over there on the team, man. One of them has said like you know, this is definitely a great show, and he was giving me a shout out. Like a lot of times with Blog Talk Radio, all they do is talk, you know. And he was saying that, you know, I actually ask questions or whatever the case may be. This is the best show thus far. So, you know, that got the queen feeling good, man. I'm doing what I love doing. I get a chance to network with people. I got producers coming on. We got artists coming on. We got heavy hitters coming on. Everybody is in the mix, so it's like a whole burrito of a situation, and we all popping it off. Like, and not to mention, I got a co-host on the show now. Tane Black is definitely fire, man.
Appreciate that. I mean, it just goes to show, like, networking is very powerful. It's very important. Connecting with all these people, you building and you keep going.
I definitely got a public service announcement for y'all real fast. Listen up. Everybody listen up. Be quiet.
And if you've been selling dope for 20 years and you ain't got shit, it's probably time to get a job. I mean, straight up. You've been throwing rocks at the penitentiary for $140 a week anyway.
Yes. Go and get you a 9 to 5.
Please.
Let
like
it go.
That.
It's over with.
9 to 5. Stop playing, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, that was right on.
Shout out to Mike Epps.
Yeah, shout out to my app for that, man. I definitely wanted to bring that in on the show. We can have fun. You know, I definitely want to give a shout out to the 214, the 925, the 973, the 215, the 908, the 862, the 216, the 252. Oh, hold on, there go another one, the 253, smooth in the building. You're now tuning live to Diva Spot Radio ENT, and we getting it in. Not only are we doing real talk, we got real music, we got real people, and we networking at the same time. And you at home when you come to my spot, this Diva Spot. So we going to have some fun. We going to laugh. We going to talk about some real stuff, and we going to get it in, man. That's how we do. I got you from producers, from collabs, from artists, from promoters. I got you. Holler at your girl. And I'm getting in. I'm feeding your spirit for 2 hours each of it, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m., getting breakfast in the morning on the West Coast, and 12 p.m., having lunch on the East Coast, man. I got to definitely bring my co-host in. Like, what's good, man? I got to give you some shine, baby. My bad.
Nah, you good. You good. Nah, just showing love to everybody. Definitely shout out to you, of course. Shout out to Diva Mary Kay. Shout out to Future Guru 100, Y Doc. Shout out to my dude Raul Roberts on the chat holding us down, Miss J Bling.
Yes.
Shout out to my dude at Vice 503. Shout out to Slate Stone, definitely connecting with the people that's been building with us from day one. So appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate you. That's the queen on the block right now. She holding it down amongst kings.
Wow. That definitely was it. I'm definitely a humble woman on high lands, and I love to have fun, man. This is what it's all about. Like, we having fun, and we all doing stuff. You know, I got Guru rocking hard on the Twitter. I got Y Dot rocking hard on the Twitter. Like, the show is just getting out and out, and the lines and the people just tuning in. And if you listening to us online in your speakers, you getting it so crisp, so clean. It's like high definition tape. Like, I was listening to it on the speakers in the other room on a laptop over there, like, wow, we sound good.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's good.
Ain't nothing more. I definitely want to give a shout out to Brick City and the building. For showing love. It don't matter. It shows and proves no matter where you at. No matter where you at, and no matter where you go, you can make a difference. And that's what I'm talking about. When artists send me their music and when they link up with me or whatever the case may be, the people that I usually rock with is the people who first is about making a movement, who about making a difference, and they humble. They real humble. And they know that, you know, they have to, it's necessary for them to invest into their future. Don't be coming out again. Me and Tay Black, we had this situation. Somebody sent me their music, and they were talking about choking cats, strangling cats. Who playing that on their show? I'm not playing you talking about you strangling cats, you new nigga, you fake Eminem. Come on now. Eminem can't even talk about strangling cats on my show. How about that?
Tell him again. Tell him again.
Eminem can't even talk about strangling cats on my show, because you got some weird Al Yankovic people out there, and they got this new thing online, and they had this little crazy little chick throwing puppies. She had a bucket of puppies, and this another fool was taping her picking the puppies up and throwing them in the river like she was just launching them like they was rocks or something. I wish I could find her. I hope they find her and bump her head. I'm sorry. And then you had the other chick that had the stiletto, and they recorded her. I didn't get a chance to see the video. I don't want to see the video. But she was stepping on, she was crushing a baby kitten with her stilettos on. First of all, how could you disrespect a baby kitten like that? Second of all, how do you want to disrespect the stiletto like that? What the hell wrong with you? You new nigga.
And then, trying to make them head bottoms.
And then, can you hear me?
Yeah.
And then,
yeah,
you
I
got
hear
the,
you.
Then you got the CEO of Facebook feeding chicken to the chicken.
Oh, man.
I forgot about that one. I got everybody open on the line, so we all dying right now. Yeah, the CEO, Rock a Block, tell Diva Spot, tell everybody tune in about what the dude feeding the chicken to the chicken, yo. And make sure you speak into your microphone so we can hear you.
Yeah, yeah. No, what happened was it wasn't CEO, it was the CFO. The CFO, he was in the fraternity, and they had him carrying around a chicken, and he didn't have no food for the chicken when they went out to go eat, so he ordered chicken, and he fed the chicken. But they said he was forced cannibalism. He was doing forced cannibalism on a chicken.
And they charged him, didn't they?
He had to go through a couple of ad boards and everything you go through with college and all that. and the people who like animals and all that.
Peter came down, yeah. And, you know, definitely bit a hole in his ass for feeding the chicken. But my thing is, at least he ain't let the chicken starve, man. You know, and it's sad. You know, at least he fed the chicken. It's funny that he fed the chicken. I'm so goofy. I want to know what the chicken tastes like. But that's neither here nor there. That's me and my sick mind. But that it is funny. He fed the chicken. But
right.
You know, we definitely like to have fun on the show, man. We definitely like to have fun on the show. And now I'm gonna do it for the R&B diva, Miss Nera. Shout out to Miss Nera, man. Yo, Miss Nera is the truth. I said this in the show before, and I'll say it again. I can listen to Miss Nera how I listen to Mary. And for those who know me, they know I love Mary. I can get my arm cut off and listen to Mary and be like, it's going to be all right. As long as I got Mary J. Blige, I'm rocking with her right now, it's going to be all right until I get to wherever I'm going. Mary is such an inspirational and a powerful woman. And it's just a pleasure that, you know, I get to, that I linked up with. And shout out to So West, and shout out to Critic. Critic, yes, So West, hooked me up. So West right now, shout out to So West right now, and shout out to Critic, because he definitely linked me with Miss Nera, and I enjoyed the show that I had. Y'all got to archive that show, or archive that show. Am I saying it right, Fujiru Laundry? Archive, archive, is what up.
Archive.
There it is, archive. I got four lips, y'all, don't mind me. Archive the show. It's called Cali Tom. And y'all make sure y'all tune in to that. It's definitely, I have so much fun with Cali Tom. I'm so glad that I'm networking with Cali. They definitely been showing me love. And Cali is about their business. They about their money, and they about their business. But I got something for you men listening to now. Your lady may play this for you because you may be lethal. You may have that Danny Glover. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. It's Frontline Fridays. And you got that Danny Glover?
Boy, you're something like drugs. Got me hooked on your love.
welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. That was your girl, Miss Nira Wilito. That song is hot. I definitely like that. She asked a man, do you got that Danny Glover? Ain't nothing like a man that knows what to do when your girl got an attitude. Hey, Tate Black, tell him what to do when the girl when your girl got an attitude. You got that Danny Glover?
You know, Lethal Weapon had, like, what, 4 sequels? So, I mean, you know, you got to put it down as many times as you can, for real. You got to show it was good. I mean, you know, that's
never lied you ain't never lied about that. And just to let y'all in on a little secret for those who don't know, sometimes we have an attitude on purpose. It's a reason for an attitude on purpose. I want to pout on purpose. I want to be mad on purpose just so I can message you so you can just come and grab me up like, girl, shut up.
Yeah, I know y'all need to stop that.
Y'all, we're just so fun. It's just so fun because you be like, boobie, what's the matter? Come here. Why you acting like that? And y'all just don't know what's happening. Well, we definitely got the hotlines lighting up. We about to open it up for 214-261. You're now live with Diva Mary Kay, co-host Tate Black. Who's in the building? What's good?
Yo, what it do, Diva Mary Kay, Tate Black, man. It's your boy Mike Mitch.
Mike Mitch, what's going on? I got the G in the building. Here it is. You never know who coming through, man. It's definitely another heavy hitter right here. I told y'all. I told y'all. Yo, round of applause.
Yeah. I have to call in and show my support, man. You know, I always looking out for us and our squads. You know how to call in and support you.
Oh, you already know what it is. I definitely appreciate the love that you just coming through because you could have been anywhere else, but you with me right now. We frontline Fridays.
Oh, yeah.
You know how we getting it in, man. We talking go ahead.
No, I just said I'm knowing. I know how y'all get down.
Yeah, we talking about, I got two questions, but the first thing I'm going to ask you, I'm smiling because I'm so sneaky, but we talking about trials and tribulations, and what's one of the trials and tribulations that you went through, and how did you overcome it?
Trials and tribulations, I would say one is dealing with, hold on 1 second, I would say one was dealing with, I'm at work right now, so that's why, yeah, all this stuff, dealing with not being around my like my parents, you know what I'm saying? That's a trial, you know, growing up pretty much feeling like you in there by yourself. With the help of like friends and family and other folks that took the place of that, filling that void, I was able to cope with that a little better. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's definitely what's up, and I can definitely relate. Go ahead. I definitely can relate on that topic of, you know, my mother passing away early. And, you know, my father, he was there, but he really wasn't there. And being a woman growing up without a father, you know, and not having a man to teach me the things and teach me how a man is supposed to treat me. I had to do that all by myself on the job training. And that's why it's so important for the fathers that's listening out there for you to be with your little girl. Because she can grow up and become bitter, or she can grow up and become very vulnerable and be used and not have a good man in her life. You know, and just because you got a whole nother family, you got a whole nother team, and your baby mother is crazy, she want to cut you, she want to shoot you, she got the gun waiting, it does not mean that you don't have rights. You got to fight for your kids.
Right.
You was banging hard to get them up in there. Now you got to bang hard now to spend that time with them, because it don't matter if you got money. It don't matter if you got a car. I know women right now, their father is strung out on drugs and homeless, but they love their father dearly. I'm talking about to the last breath. I love my daddy and call him daddy.
Right.
So we got to stop putting these materialistic things into play while we can't spend time and build with our children. Time is so valuable and it's free. For a child, it don't matter, you know, how much money you got, what you brought them or what. They're going to ask, you know, their kids.
Right.
But you can break it down. Yeah, that's what they do. You can tell them, you know, I came to spend time with you because I love you. I'm so proud of you. I love being around you, and I want to get to know more about you, and I want you to definitely get to know more about me.
Right.
That cut that we just played. Yeah, real talk. Real talk, that's what it's about. Real talk, real people, real music. And I'm definitely for the mothers and the fathers out there, you know, because a lot of times it ain't the father that don't want to be a part. It's the ignorant behind mother. And she's bitter. And she mad because you left her, and now she mad because you left her for something better, or you just left, period. You know, and now she want to use a kid as a weapon to fight you with. But you got the weapons, too. You go right down to the court building, just like she go down to the court to put your ass on child support. You go down to the court and say, look, I'm coming to get some rights for my kid. I made that. That's mine. And y'all don't even know that y'all, did y'all know y'all got a whole unit in each court, family court? They got a whole unit for men now. They even got www.babymamadrama.com. You don't believe Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, go to it right now. www.babymamadrama.com. It come up all interactive, and it's this chick on there, and she starts saying, like, do you have baby mama drama? Yo, it's crazy, but you want to fight for your kids, man. You want to be an example to them. No matter what your life was, if you was killing and stealing, banging and slaying, tricking and dipping, it don't matter. They still love you. My father ain't never really been there for me throughout my life, but I still love him. I still wish him well. I just let my life be the example because he missing out. I'm not missing out. Mm-hmm. The next question I have for you, Mitch, now that I done got that out, thank y'all for listening.
Well, I don't like questions, Joe. I don't like questions. No, go ahead.
No questions, no locked doors, essay, no locked doors. You so silly. We just play Miss Nira Lethal. Shout out to Miss Nira. That's my diva right there. Lethal, you got that Danny Glover. That was definitely a hot track. And you know, not when your girl, or when your woman, excuse me, makes you a grown man.
Yeah, that's right.
When your woman, your wife, gets upset and she get a little attitude, you know, how do you de-escalate the situation?
Oh, well, me, I'm a funny guy, you know what I'm saying, and I crack a joke or two. You know, I just turn the whole situation around, make a, because most of the time women argue about little things, but it's the little things sometimes that matter the most to them. You know, so I'm just funny, and I just try to switch it around, you know, switch it up on her, make her smile, let her know that, you know, I care, you know, I love her, you know what I'm saying? That's what I do.
Oh.
Me, you know, that's to my woman, though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right? Like, girl, you know I love you.
Yeah, you know.
I'm acting like that.
I just said that to get you mad. I just said that to get a little reaction out of you, girl. You was acting kind of funny lately. I'm trying to see if you still got some emotions. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to see if you still with me.
Take it away, Tay Black. Take it away.
I like how he did that. That's how you got to be, man. Like, humor gets you far. It'll get you out of a lot of situations.
You're right.
It definitely will. So I'm that's a man after my own heart right there. Humor, man, that's the secret weapon. Ladies, y'all don't know that, but man, that funny dude stuff, man, like, you know, just getting you to giggle a little bit, that giggle, man, that opens the door. You know what I mean?
Right.
For real.
Dude, trying to be all extra hard and not try to crack no smile. You know what I'm saying? Women like to smile. They like to laugh. They like to, you know what I'm saying, just have a sense of humor. And I like women with a sense of humor. I hate those that, you know, be acting like they too good to show their teeth.
That's right. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, that's my weapon.
Go ahead, say back.
I was gonna say they say once they grin, I'm in game begins.
That's it. Ooh, then you can give them that leap though. You got that Danny Glover. But yo, you know what? Everything definitely happened for a reason, and you know who else to tell it better than Tay Black for everything that happened for a reason. Tay Black got this hot banger called For a Reason. Make sure you look out for them. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. It's Frontline Fridays, where we getting that real talk, Real people, real music. Let's go.
Check it. Success is so close, I'm glued to it. No money hopes, I'm so broke, I'm used to it. Everybody rap like it's the thing to do. Sit back, it might not be the thing for you. I'm 21, it's old time. I said I'm not a grown man. Old wisdom, young in age, I got my own plans. Not your average hood hopes or some ghetto dreams. Been there, done that, on to better things. Do well with the sight of the tries. World on my shoulders, the voice still rises like that. And you can call me Mr. Angelou, go hard or go home. What any man would do, wishing on a star. I need a way, why is it hard to make money? The legal way, do it now, never say I meant to do. Some growth in my paper, an inch or two.
Road to the riches, it's taking me longer. I don't know if it's the hate, frustration, or hunger. They keep a nigga going, rapping for a reason. Shit don't just happen, shit happens for a reason. Road to the riches, it's taking me longer. I don't know if it's the hate, frustration, or hunger. They keep a nigga going. Rapping for a reason. Shit don't just happen. Shit happen for a reason.
Got something to do. Body telling you sleep more. And when you know you broke, it's telling you eat more. Dark days. My time lacks luster, no one to turn to, at least the track trusts you, even then I'm struggling, shit's dying out, even as I write this, the ink's drying out, they say I'm always joking, I could be sad, good dude, good deeds, I could be bad, held together by glue, watch dude lose it, king of New Jersey, I'm putting out mood music, be the man I can, put food on the table, my girl, understand, it's cool if I'm able, I feel blessed, still feel like I'm worthy, no crime in my soul, still feel like I'm dirty, can't take your pity, just sympathize, life giving me lemons, I improvise,
Road to the riches, it's taking me longer, I don't know if it's the hate, frustration, or hunger, they keep a nigga going, rapping for a reason, shit don't just happen, shit happens for a reason, road to the riches, it's taking me longer, I don't know if it's the hate, frustration, or hunger, they keep a nigga going, rapping for a reason, shit don't just happen, shit happens for a reason,
problems weighing heavy, man, it feels like a ton. Feel them being stretched thin by the lack of a sum. If I hit it big tomorrow, I wouldn't act when it comes. Just keep doing my thing, you know, act like a bum. Dickie shirts, plain tops, welcome to the hood tees. Faith on every decision, my last it could be. Legal hustle's real slow, I need a hope. My man got shit for sale, weed and coke. And it's not just one, it's a few of them, y'all. We either end up in jail or it's a funeral, y'all. But I ain't complaining, no struggling sides. No people is doing worse and they juggling jobs. We all hit with rough times, y'all got to feel me. Damn it, I'ma make it, even if it kills me. Life pushing me down, I'm determined to stand. God set it out for me, just following plans.
Road to the riches, it's taking me longer. I don't know if it's the hate, frustration, or hunger. They keep a nigga going, rapping for a reason. Shit don't just happen, shit happens for a reason. Road to the riches, it's taking me longer. I don't know if it's the hate, frustration, or hunger. They keep a nigga going, rapping for a reason. Shit don't just happen, shit happens for a reason.
No shit happened for a reason. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now on Frontline Fridays. That was the Don Tay Black with For a Reason. That was definitely a hot track right there. I like how you went in on that right there. So I like you have some a lot of aggression towards that track.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, definitely coming from a place of and grind, like, once you get up out of that situation, like, you're able to look back. First, you're able to take a breath and thank God, because, I mean, that's most important, because without him, you know, none of that would be possible, but definitely, because everything happens for a reason, you gotta bring that to light, because you never know who else is going through that situation.
Well, you're definitely right about that. You never know who else is going through the situation. Don't think you're the only one. We got about 13 minutes left on the show, so we're going to get into more of these hot bangers. You ever wonder why people is always up in yours, like always up in your business? Like, why you all up in mine? Like, why you can't get you some get right? Man, listen, I felt like that before, and I always wanted to know why people was always up in mine. But I had to come and realize I might be doing something that they want to do. My dude, shout out to Tweak Beats. He made this song called All In Mind featuring Kane. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in to Frontline Friday. Let's get this real music pumping. Let's go.
Sweet beats.
Why you all in mind? Why you all in mind? She be in the zone, asking when I'm coming home. She gets suspicious on the phone. Think it's chicks I'm trying to wanna get me to the crib.
I just told you I want the liquor store.
Always thinking I'm a fear whenever I'm all alone.
Get a grip and do the math.
These just hate it too.
Cause when I pull up in the mag,
I made it do what it do.
And I ain't even hella paid for check. I get it popping. Guess that's why they on my tip. Get top like Mary Poppins. Yeah, I'm kinda hella known. I'm a producer. Sweet beats make them pause. So yeah, call me Medusa. And everybody wanna know what I do, make beat. Oh, two flows in a boo boo soup on the left side, roll with a crew. Chips on the side, y'all know what to do. Yo, psych, gotta get these nosy people out my life. And I know you know what I'm talking about. Get it working in disguise. Young, sweet, shake, move like I'm working on them dies. But the chickens just say the hell up out my life.
Why you all in mind? Why you all in mind? Why you all in mind?
Girl, I seen him on Sunset with Sunroof.
Why you all in mind? Why you all in mind?
You ain't got no job. Where you getting that paper from?
Why you all in mind? Why you all in mind? Why you all in mind?
Before you leave, tell me what's on your agenda for the day.
Why you all in mind? Why you all in mind? Why you all in mind?
All in mind.
Yeah. I think I know why all these in my business. Cause I'm hitting and rubbing on them spendies. Ladies, please calm down. Gotta take it slow. Please, you rushing all into it. I'ma treat you like a baby girl. Why you be stressing? Worry about who I be texting. I ain't giving no confession. I'm thinking about that sexing, yeah.
Alright.
No, ma'am, you can call me Al Bundy. Cause I'm hiding all my money so you can't get nothing from me. She probably think I'm lying cause I'm laughing like it's funny. But I told it already, boo.
You can't get nothing from me.
It's not a game. You can act sweet.
Nope.
I know some nosy. Y'all freak,
right.
Ain't got the time or the money. I'm on a grind, I'm a hustler. I'm in the street. Wiggity switch, my siggity style. With some dimes, Kane, siggity sick like wiggity wild. Why you all in mind?
Why you all in mind? Why you all in mind? Why you all in mind?
Girl, I seen him on Sunset with.
Why you all in mind? Why you all in mind? Why you all in mind? Tune in live to Frontline Fridays. Step your game up on Saturdays. This is your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're live in the building with co-host Tay Black. Tay Black, I like that joint right there. Why you all in mind?
That joint is mad catchy. And it has a major point. Why you all in mind?
Why you all in mind? Definitely. And you know what you should tell people? Who all in yours, they're all up in yours. I'm going to tell them what Y-Dow told them. Y-Dow B said, bounce.
Coast to coast instrumental.
Let's go. Nightmare Records in the building. IRS the movie. Shout out to my whole camp, man. On this shit, yo, we going to make you just bounce.
Come on, bounce. It's your girl. girl Diva Mary Kay, now live in the building to Frontline Fridays. Man, this just has been an incredible show. I definitely want to make sure I get the people on the line who've been tuning in, because we about to get out of here and we about to feed the wolves with Five Alive. What y'all know about feeding the wolves, man? Feed the wolves, yeah. Diva Mary Kay feeding the wolves, baby. You better know. I want to go ahead and go to the hotline. We got 909-528 in the building. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay and the co-host Tay Black. Who's on the line?
Man, it's nothing other than your boy Advice. I had to call in and come check on y'all. You know what it is.
What's going on, my G? What's good? Yo, round of applause right now for Vice coming through and showing the love, man.
Yes, sir. No disappointment in the building.
What's going on, Vice?
Been good?
Man, we've been talking about these trials and tribulations and whatnot, you know, the things that we've been going through in life, the trials and tribulations, and how we overcame them, playing this hot music, getting this real talk with these real people. Why don't you tell them out there that's tuning in one of the trials or tribulations you went through in your life and how you overcame it?
Man, I'm about to hit y'all with one of the realest trials and tribulations that anybody can face, man. I mean, I just lost my pops in September, you know what I'm saying? And the cold part about it is I had to actually be the one that had to make a decision to actually, you know what I'm saying, take him off life support. But, I mean, as y'all know, you know what I'm saying, I bounced back some viciously because, I mean, after, you know what I'm saying, he passed or whatnot, you know what I'm saying, I went ahead and got my things together, went ahead and put my project together and made sure I put it in stores, because he was always in my ear like, yo, you know, he was up in the Bay, up in Frisco, and he just kept getting in my ear like, yo, you know, I got a lot of people out here that want to hear your music, and, you know, it's unfortunate that I didn't get to bring the project out before, you know what I'm saying, you know, he passed away. But I knew as soon as he passed that I wanted to make sure that it was a goal that I got accomplished. So that's one thing that I had to overcome, you know what I'm saying? And I know a lot of people go through a lot of things that's even way worse, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, whenever you're going through something, you just got to keep something positive in your life, you know what I'm saying, to keep you focused. And that's why I just stay focused on this music.
And, you know, I thank you for just giving that, you know, coming on the show and getting real with us, Advice, about that, because, you know, I definitely can relate to you with losing my mother and, you know, watching her die, and I knew she was dying. But, you know, at the end of the day, you got to keep moving on. You live on. We born in this world to die, man. We going to die one day. And once you get to understand that, and you know, you the second person that talks about death tonight as far as trials and tribulations. And what I was saying is, you know, grieving, going through that grieving process. And we got about 5 minutes left on the show, but I'm going to say this real fast. You know, I was grieving for 10 years and didn't even know it.
You can
be grieving and don't even know it. The first is you in denial. You don't want to believe it happened. Then you get angry. You mad at what happened. Then you start bargaining. If I would have did this, if I would have did that, that person wouldn't have died. Then you get depressed. You want to get lonely. You don't want to eat. You want to overeat. You want to start using drugs. And then you get some acceptance. Now, at the end of that grieving process is acceptance. But wherever you stop on that ladder of grieving is where you at. It ain't necessarily meaning that you're going to get to acceptance faster than what I did. But, you know, I definitely thank you for coming on the show and showing some love, man. I got to give a big shout-out to my co-host, man. Held me down the whole show. Did his numbers.
Shout-out to
Black,
Advice.
You got that Danny Glover?
Nah, look. Nah, but for real, shout-out to my dude, Advice, man. And shout-out to Y-Dot and everybody else for just opening up, you know, and sharing their trials and tribulations. Like, it's real big, you know, grown men and women to be able to do that. Shout-out to you, Diva. Like, who got to realize, like, you know, that's our personal life. That's outside of
And you know what? I just feel privileged that, you know, people come on my show and they feel at home. They feel enough at home to share what they've been going through and to get honest, man. That's the payment at the end of the day for me. When you come to my show, when you come to Frontline Fridays, when you come to Step Your Game Up Saturdays, even on the spiritual feed and Monday through Friday in the morning on the west and in the afternoon on the east, we at home, baby. This is how we do. The heavy hitters ain't rocking with me for no reason. I'm a humble woman on high land. Y'all got to remember that, man. We're going to get this in each and every Friday, Frontline Friday. Stay tuned. Look out tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow, 6 p.m. West Coast and 9 p.m. East Coast for Step Your Game Up Saturdays. And I'm going to have Bangham Smurf on tomorrow. Yeah, buddy. We're going to have Bangham Smurf on tomorrow on Step Your Game Up Saturdays. We're going to be taking it back to the old school. I'm talking about old school joints. So if y'all got some old school joints, y'all definitely send them to my Twitter. Everybody tune them in. Send the old school joints like the Houdinis and the Rakim so I can go ahead and get them on the arsenal and play it for y'all. But what we about to do, we got about 2 minutes left in the show. I just want to just give thanks to God right now for just coming in and covering the show, letting no weapons being formed against the show today, and know that we always hustling, we on the grind. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with co-host Tay Black. Look out because he's dropping that mixtape tomorrow. Follow him on Twitter, TayBlack84. Make sure you look out for him. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. We about to get into the 5 Alive music featuring Money Mo hustling. Let's go.
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper.
We all try, you can never hold me down. You can never hold me down. Cause I
takeover, yeah. Time to make over. Yeah. For you hating ass niggas, get your cold shoulder. This be the wolves, yep. Man, I thought I told you. Woo. We coming with that heat, we dropping boulders. Yeah, I grind for mine, I hustle like no other kind. Yeah. Trying to make another dime, won't wait for no other time. I won't. I move fast and I move swift when it's hammer time. Woo. Taught the in and outs of the game, so now it's time to grind, nigga. If push comes to shove, I let my heater roll. Blah. I'm from Southside Jamaica, packing heaters, though. Sure. For that cake and the kittens, yeah, we need it all. Huh? The way I move through the night, call me Santa Claus. I keep the hammer drawn, fucking with the camera on. Woo. You niggas fools, you polished up like amber roll. Ah. You can never hold me down, cause the mouth can get it. Yep. Mama always told me 5, yo, sky's the limit.
It's Money Mo, give me a match and watch me hustle fire. You're no trouble, never hustle, you're a fucking liar. To feed the wolves, we on the move like a bunch of tires. Plus the flow is cracked, so if I bag it, you'll fucking buy it. No driver, I'm G4 flyer. Mo make the headlines, so read all about it. He's all about it, UTG's all around him. Spill swag slash, man, my swag been drowned him. Heartbreaking Mo, fuck love, the shit'll kill you. What a bitch won't do, another bitch will do. Music is my only bitch, and plus she keep the real too. She let me fuck the beat, I never cheat, I just conceal you. It's slow it down, throw it rounds, I got a stack dollars. You slow me down, I'll leave your brains in your back pocket. Blue brains in them, are you still got the same profit? Smurf, I got them, and watch me get the game rocking. Mo.
Hold on. Let me stop. So let me show stop.